Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. On the air.
With Google Tumfupi.
086-000-959.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
Yep, you're listening to Kaya Biz with myself, Guguletu Mfupi, back in the hot seat to give you the latest developments in the world of business. We provided you with a little humor just before the ad break. That was audio from a digital creator on social media, Gugi_Guhle, who I guess was sharing the sentiments of many South Africans reflecting on the month of April. The amount of spend, the amount of relaxation we had, public holidays, as he put it, back-to-back Mondays that if you planned prayerfully, you would have been able to take some leave. But what April also provides us with is some insight into our spending trends. Much like the festive season, it's peppered with holidays, and this does mean that we see an increase in the level of travel, spending, and entertainment and leisure costs that we incur as South Africans. To tell us more about this business activity, what it's revealed, where we've been spending, what we've been buying, we join now by Head of Merchant Solutions for Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank South Africa, Norman Nyawo. Such a pleasure to have you, Norman. Welcome to the show and happy Workers' Day.
Happy Workers' Day, Google. It's a pleasure to be here on your platform.
Excited to speak to you, even though we're both on the grind, but it's a labor of love, right? That's why we're here.
Definitely.
On that note, Norman, I guess just before, you know, we take a look at the data as well as the insights specific to Easter 2025, can we just reflect on the role and function that you take care of, Merchant Solutions for Business and Commercial Banking? From my understanding, you essentially help big businesses and small ones make sure that any transactions that occur can take place seamlessly. Would that be an accurate assumption of what it is that you do?
Correct, yeah. So I think Merchant Solutions really focuses on, as you said, business providing businesses with payment solutions or the payment rails to actually accept card payments. I think generally payments is quite broad because you can do EFTs, you know, you can do, you know, payments on even on an ATM now on your phone. But mainly, I think our department looks at point of sale, you know, devices, e-commerce solutions. So anywhere where an actual card is being used in a business, that's pretty much what we do.
Fantastic. And I think this is important because then it helps us understand where you've gained these key insights from looking at the latest business activity for Easter 2025. So maybe let's just start there, getting an understanding. This is your client base. These are people who see activity in terms of card transactions, swipes or taps, I'm assuming. Can you give us an understanding of the scale or the level of businesses that we're talking about? Everything from mom and pop shops to larger retailers?
Correct. Yes. So this is pretty much every, I mean, our data looks at every business that's registered with us, with the merchant facility. So either they've got some sort of a point of sale device, they've got some sort of an e-commerce capability that we provide them with. But yeah, we track that for, you know, so your moms and pops all the way up to, you know, we've also, I mean, we acquire 60-60, right? So we get really a view of, you know, different types of customers that are, you know, or different types of businesses rather that are using our solutions.
Oh, fantastic. And this then takes us into the data. From what you've mentioned, Easter 2025 has showed progress in terms of business activity. It's actually seen transaction value up by 11%. Help us contextualize these numbers.
Yeah, I think probably to set the scene, because as you probably know, the Easter dates move around a lot, right? So like this year, Easter was obviously around, it was during, you know, the kind of the third week of the month. So it wasn't at month end per se when most people had been, you know, had been paid. Last year was actually, I think it was month end, right? So then it falls, Easter fell actually when people had been paid. So obviously the spending patterns are quite different. Mm-hmm. 2023, very different again. It was actually in the first and second week of the month. So people had been spent, debit orders had gone off. So Easter is an interesting holiday because it fluctuates based on when it actually lands in the month. And that obviously has an impact on spend patterns. But either still, I think as you rightly said, you know, we did see, you know, transaction value go up 11%, volumes growing by 10% compared to even to 2023, which does show that I think there is sustained momentum in trading. And it does show that I think during, you know, these peak holiday periods, consumers are spending more and businesses definitely do see more foot traffic coming through their doors.
Fantastic. Norman, I love that you explained it that way, because volume and value are two different but very important metrics to actually help us understand the level of growth here. So as you've said, South African consumers not only are spending more, but we're also spending and swiping for a lot more in terms of the monetary value. Is this, I guess, indicative of the economic cycles that we're in, or was it expected? Just given the macroeconomics that surround this the environment.
Yeah, I think so to get into that, to the macro context, and starting to try and, you know, identify kind of links into that, you've got to look at where the consumers are spending, right? And we can only use our merchants. So we've seen a lot of our merchants are spending more in, you know, grocery stores, restaurants, and fuel. That's where we're seeing, you know, a lot of the kind of the spend kind of go through. So some of our bigger tier one customers, like a 60/60 I mentioned, mm-hmm. massive growth that we see there. You know, people are starting to adopt, you know, e-commerce rails as a normal spend kind of opportunity for them, which is good. But I mean, during the holidays, we know everyone's going to be on the roads, you know, so fuel is going to be big. People are going to be, you know, buying food for their families and getting ready for, you know, holidays and all that. So, and I think this Easter also fell during, you know, the school holidays as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people usually plan to travel during school holidays. So that's our saying earlier, it really depends on when Easter falls or when the holiday falls. It definitely does support the idea that a lot of the people are spending in the right area, well, in the areas that we think they should be spending. So grocery stores, restaurants, and fuel, which kind of aligns to, you know, what we see people kind of reacting and kind of behaving.
100%. And I think many of us can attest to either hosting a bride, traveling, and making use spend in terms of these areas. What I'm intrigued by as well is that you also have data as to where we saw a heightened level of activity. And this takes us down into provincial views of transactional value, but also volume. Help us contextualize Gauteng, the Western Cape, as well as KZN, which we know are probably the three major markets in South Africa.
Yeah, so I mean, typically whenever we look at our data, Gauteng is usually the top performing province, and obviously that's probably, you know, because that's the hub of, I think it's probably the economic hub of the country. That's where there's obviously a lot of congestion in terms of businesses, but definitely when the festive periods come and holidays, whether it's school holidays, whether it's public holidays, we start seeing, you know, a lot of people go down to the coast. So whether that's going to be Western Cape or KZN, and they benefit, I think, a lot from, you know, a lot of the people in the metros going out there wanting time to spend, you know, kind of away from the concrete jungle. So that's why we then see Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal definitely benefiting from, you know, a lot of people coming out and spending there. So from a provincial perspective, Gauteng, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal are kind of our top performing regions, and that's where we definitely see a lot of the spend in those particular sectors I was mentioning earlier go to. But kind of almost a sneaky fourth is always, especially during Easter, is the, you know, Limpopo area as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously that, you know, there's a lot of activity happening there. So it's expected, but we can start seeing, you know, some new trends also starting to come through as well.
That is so interesting. Does this differ significantly from, I guess, last year, or maybe over the last 3 years, especially post pandemic?
Yeah, definitely. I think we see, you know, especially in the Limpopo region, there's definitely getting closer to KwaZulu-Natal. So that shows, I think, as people are starting to go to more areas, which is good. I think the idea is, I mean, we've got a beautiful country, and we'd expect that, you know, people should be going out to all sorts of provinces to go and relax and take a break.
My Betty friends should not take offense, but quite clearly Bomma and those who go visit Bomma have been traveling quite a bit. But also, I guess, as we know, the migration for Easter weekend in terms of religious services also plays a critical role there. Norman, this is so intriguing because you are basically in the pockets of South Africans, what we spend, how we spend, and how it influences businesses. And one business you mentioned was Checkers 60/60. And we are intrigued whenever we review the ShopRite results and we see the 60%+ growth of Checkers 60/60. But what are you seeing in terms of our activity as consumers? Are we really preferring just to sit at home, fill up our baskets, and have it delivered to our doors?
Definitely. I think we are seeing, I think, you know, and not just, you know, not just the particular, you know, 60/60, but across, you know, our e-commerce platforms. We're seeing, I think last year alone, we saw probably, I think it was a 60% growth on e-commerce channels. And this year it's already sitting at probably about 35%
sure.
Growth on our e-commerce channels. Yeah. So what that shows us, I think, is, customers, cardholders are starting to, you know, we know this, they are starting to adopt more, you know, digital, payment platforms, and it's no longer, you know, seen as something that was, you know, this is for a certain type of people, but, you know, your day-to-day person, even myself, I now, whenever I just feel, you know, I just go on and order from all of the key retailers that I want from. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing, and I think probably the most interesting thing is a lot of our smaller businesses even that have gone and actually set up some sort of an e-commerce, capability that we provide them, a standard bank as well, are starting to see benefit as well, because I think most consumers now, you know, have a card, and it's also about ease of access. And being able to sit on your couch and, you know, you see some, you know, you see a nice jacket or you see something and you can order it and it's delivered. Mm. And I think that trust factor is becoming quite, it's there now, right? So people are finding it much easier. There's more trust in I think the rails in the ecosystems as a whole. So, and I think that's contributing more to that. But what we just see is, we see traffic migrate a bit from what we call card present, which is your point of sale devices, moving across to your more digital rails, right, which is your e-commerce platform. So it's interesting to see, but I think it just supports, I think, all of what we've all been saying, right, that e-commerce is here to stay.
Yeah.
It's going to grow. And I guess as a bank as well, that's why we really want to, you know, help our merchants and our businesses to adopt these digital channels that can assist them to grow, besides just the insights and the values they can get. But it really does support, a small business, especially to grow and get access to newer markets.
This might be an unfair question, Norman, but I'm just asking purely because I was recently in Namibia. And as we know, Standard Bank, through its Africa division's operations, and Stanbic also has a presence there. Are we finding that this report and the trends that we see here are also influencing the market dynamics we see across the rest of the continent in the markets that you serve?
I can't speak for, to be honest, I don't have data to, sure, you know, what's happening across the continent. But in terms of the conversations, I'm privy to a lot of the schemes, so Visa and MasterCard and obviously the reporting that they provide us. But yes, that is kind of the trend we're seeing. Obviously, South Africa and some, you know, some regions are probably more, you know, more advanced in terms of the e-commerce spend, but across the whole continent, we are seeing that gradual adoption of digital payment capabilities, and, you know, almost a migration from your traditional, you know, point of sale, you know, kind of card present solutions more to your digital kind of solution. So definitely that is the trend, and I don't think that would stop. If anything, with the solutions that are, you know, that every, you know, the fintechs are bringing out, the banks are bringing out, you know, It really does emphasize and just support, you know, a digital base.
100%. You're quite right. Unfair question, but looking forward to seeing how that does grow and develop going forward. To close off with, Norman, as we do take a look at the environment going forward, South Africans are perplexed by a VAT increase. VAT today, no VAT tomorrow. Economic growth is still subdued. I know that this isn't used as a premise for forecasts and expectations for the remainder of the year, but help us understand how it might give us an understanding of activity in the merchant space going forward.
Yeah, I think the businesses, sorry, with regards to the VAT remaining constant.
Yes, in terms of the activity.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. To be honest, it's still we'll have to see. I think as we'll have to look at the data, I suppose, and see what the data will tell us, and whether we think there'll be, whether we see any shifts. But I think that was probably a good move for businesses, because I think it does take pressure off, and I think, you know, that'll almost be passed down to the consumer. So hopefully, you know, it does make the average consumer's life much easier, because if there's any increase, whenever there's an increase in tax, that gets passed on to the consumer. So given now that's not going to be there, that will at least allow consumers to feel a bit at ease, given, I think, everything that we went through last year, and I think the previous years, it will really just settle you know, the average consumer, and allow, you know, people, you know, businesses, everything should just continue as per normal. And hopefully that remains the case, because yeah, we do foresee that, you know, the macro conditions are getting tougher. It's getting much competitive out there, especially from a global perspective. I mean, you've all seen what's happening in, you know, America and the trade wars and that. And I think that actually has a big impact in terms of, you know, just general price of products or solutions that we get, especially some of the external partners that we deal with. A lot of them are obviously international. So, you know, any trade kind of issues that are happening there will have an impact. So I think just the status quo remaining as it is will really help, I think, stabilize things and keep things as they are. However, you know, you can't really control the global sphere, right? So hopefully that also calms down a bit and business can resume as per normal.
100%. Norman, such a pleasure speaking to you and helping us understand what has been happening in our pockets, in the stores, at the fuel stations and everywhere else in terms of economic activity in South Africa. This has really been a refreshing conversation. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Google. Thanks for having me on your platform, and have a great holiday.
Fantastic. And to you too. Hopefully it's a long weekend for you too. Thanks again, Norman.
Yeah,
it will.
Thanks.
That's Norman Ningyao, head of Merchant Solutions at Standard Bank Group, helping us understand, you know, the braais that you've been participating in every time you've been filling up your tank as you've been driving to and from the coast or other cities, maybe even filling up on groceries as well as other goods that you need. Well, one thing's for certain is that there's been a heightened level of activity. As you've heard, a transactional value has increased by 11%, but also volumes. That's the number of times or people who are actually swiping and transacting, or number of transactions that we participate in. That's also gone up by 10%. So if anything, really does show that we have been very busy, and a bustling level of consumer spending that we've seen during the Easter 2025 period.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.